We passed legislation today that would provide additional protections so that folks would have to surrender guns who have protections from abuse orders. Oftentimes the most dangerous moment for a spouse, usually a woman, in a case in which a PFA is issued, is the moment in which that PFA is first issued. And guns allow a level of violence that for a person who is emotional and unstable in that moment can create a significant level of danger. And if the courts have already determined that there is a threat level enough to issue a PFA, it's only reasonable that those persons shouldn't be carrying a gun.
What exactly happens with the guns under the roll?
Well, the guns would have to be surrendered by a responsible party, either an officer of a court or a law enforcement officer, and held until the PFA is lifted and the courts believe it is a reasonable time for those guns to be returned. They'll be kept safe by the custodians of government until such time as that there's no threat. And really what this means to so many people, particularly women, is that they don't have to worry about being shot when they go to file a PFA.